No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just gonna keep you right where you're at right now.
It doesn't matter what you think.
The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters. This episode, I will be joined by my good brother, D. Damaris Dye of the Flex Zone. We will review the Royal Rumble, but before we do that, I got to give my condolences and send out my prayers to the family of the late, great Kobe Bryant. If anybody who knows me, you know that Kobe was my favorite basketball player. I will argue you that Kobe was the greatest to ever play the game. And I know a lot of people don't agree, and that's fine. But he was my favorite. So it's a hard episode to do, I'm not going to lie. Even though we're talking wrestling and not talking about basketball, it's still painful, as at the time it's recording, it's not even 12 hours old. But I know the Kobe Bryant that everybody talks about and that we've seen go out there and win 5 NBA championships, win MVP awards, win finals MVP awards, win all-star MVP awards, would say, get your butt up and go work. He would say, have that Mamba mentality. So coming up, my good brother D is going to join me on this episode. He's another fellow Kobe Bryant fan, and we're going to do our best as we do what we love to do, talk wrestling, and we're going to do our best to honor our favorite NBA player. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as promised, I have my good brother, Damaris Dye. We call him D around these parts. You know, and this is his third time on the show. He actually may be the first three-time appearance. Maybe, maybe not. But, you know, we fresh off the Royal Rumble. Before we get into that, one thing I know about D, just like myself, when I first met him, he's a diehard Kobe Bryant fan. So I'm just going to, you know, allow him. You know, everybody knows D is the man when it comes to local sports, especially here in the DMV area. So D, you want to share a Kobe Bryant story or moment? Are you in the mood?
Yeah, man. You know, like I said, we heard the news earlier today from TMC. Of course, you know, TMC sometimes not the best media outlet to have news like that. So, like, we're going to wait till the other outlets come out. And they started coming out, man, and it was just devastating. But me and Uncle Raj, as we call him, we went to see Kobe a couple of years ago, right before he retired. I think it was a year or two before he retired against the Wizards down there in D.C., man. And he put on a show and did his thing, man. And he's just so revolutionary to not just basketball, but outside of it. You know, the Mamba mentality we was talking about earlier. And he won an Oscar for Dear Basketball, man. And not too many been doing that. You expect him to be around forever. Him and his daughter growing up, man, and it's sad that she died, and we found out another guy that was part of the baseball community passed away in that crash as well with his wife and daughter, man. So hearts out to everybody, prayers, and to Vanessa and the rest of the kids, and sending love to them as well.
Yeah, we definitely send our love and our hearts and prayers and thoughts out to each and every person, each and every family member affected by this tragedy. And I got to give a big shout out to the WWE for recognizing Kobe Bryant. Just a legend for me. He was my favorite basketball player. And I was talking to my manager as we were away on business. I'm sitting actually recording from New Orleans, Louisiana. And I was telling her, I said, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. was my first favorite athlete, but I really started thinking, like, probably a few months ago, I was like, you know, I actually think in my rankings, Kobe has passed Griffey because of, I've just watched his whole career and what he's meant to me and just so much, you know. But Kobe would tell us, look, guys, I appreciate you loving me, but get y'all butts on, and you better have that Mamba mentality and do what you do best and get ready. So with that being said, we're going to pay tribute to him the way we know how, the way we know best, and that's talk wrestling. D, Royal Rumble tonight, we saw a lot of stories being told. We're going to start with the men's Royal Rumble. A lot of stories being told, but the biggest thing of the night, Drew McIntyre winning the Royal Rumble, guaranteeing himself a spot at WrestleMania in the main event, whether you deem it the last match or not. We'll wait for that, but he's in the main event at WrestleMania. D, how you feel about Drew McIntyre winning?
Well, I love it. I think it's been long overdue. Like Michael Cole and Corey Graves kind of said, don't want to broadcast in and out tonight. And I think a lot of us wanted to see Drew eliminate Brock. He did that. And then the cherry on top of the icing was he won the whole thing. And it sets up the perfect main event for WrestleMania 36 in Tampa Bay. You got Drew McIntyre, his 11-year story, give me told. And you got the big, bad Brock Lesnar. So we got our main event.
D, I got to ask you this question. Would it have been a travesty if McIntyre would have eliminated Brock Lesnar and Seth Rollins or Roman Reigns would have won the match?
I don't think so. As long as we didn't have a person on Raw win it outside of McIntyre, I think it would have been okay. Because I know folks ain't going to want to hear this, but you can still get the Roman and Bray Wyatt outside of the Rumble. You can do the Elimination Chamber coming up in February to get to that. So I know people don't want to hear that, but that's what's going to happen there probably in all likelihood.
I mean, well, honestly, and people might not want to hear this either. I look at Roman as on Hulk Hogan level at this point, meaning he's going to be in your main event. When you go to house shows, people come to see Roman Reigns. You look at SmackDown, he hasn't been chasing the championship, but he's been the one closing the shows, and they found a way to make us cheer for him because you're simply sticking him with one of the best heels in the company, ones who's not out there trying to get us to buy his t-shirt, and that being Baron Corbin. So when I saw Roman as the part of the final four, and in this case, the final two, it made so much sense. I'm just glad they let McIntyre get a clean elimination. But I really love the elimination of Brock Lesnar. So many stories with Brock being told. You saw with him obviously coming out there with the first few people just throwing him over the top rope. But then Kofi Kingston. We've been waiting for that for 3-4 months where Kofi actually got some offense on Brock Lesnar. Then after that, we got Rey Mysterio coming out there. You know, them two getting mixing it up a little bit and Big E coming out there. We know just, you know, Kofi and Big E going to have each other's back. And even though Brock eliminated all of them, we still got that going. We saw with Ricochet kind of getting that low blow, that his receipt. Another thing we saw, which was entertaining, what's his name? Shelton Benjamin and Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
You know, and remember, Brock Schultz was just saying Brock was his family, and they hugged and hugged, which is going to be made a meme. You know that, right?
They're going to
put that on a Brazzers. I bet you. I'm almost certain they'll put that on a Brazzers account. But nonetheless, all these stories that were being told tonight, and in the end, it was still Drew McIntyre eliminating him. How did you feel about the Royal Rumble match as a whole?
I thought it was great. Like I said, it told a lot of stories. It kind of got a lot of stuff over. Of course, we had surprises of MVP, you know, the MVP Wakanda forever. And we had Edge coming out there 9 years out of the ring. You knew he was coming back, but to see that pop, to see that nostalgia, and it was great. And I think him and AJ Styles going to tear it up WrestleMania. I think that's the match that'll be money. Is now contained with Orton still, and they can kind of stop the OC from doing anything.
Well, yeah, but I mean, remember, he eliminated him, so you think that'll still happen?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know, they end up getting, you know, smoothing that over.
Yeah, I really did enjoy I would love to see an Edge and AJ Styles. It's a fresh matchup. We haven't seen it before. And that's always my thing. You know what I say. You listen to the show all the time. I don't like rematches. Let's build towards that. Let them – and this is one thing I will say that they have been great with the with AJ Styles going into WrestleMania. When we got AJ and Shane McMahon, you know, we had to wait for it. We had to wait till we paid to see it. AJ and Chris Jericho, you know, AJ Orton was different because we had already seen that before. They was trying to get AJ in, like he was trying to get that main event at WrestleMania 33. So it wasn't very necessary there. But I don't want to see Edge and Orton. I personally don't want to see Edge wrestle house shows. I mean, on SmackDown or Raw. I want to see Edge saved until WrestleMania. What do you think? Exactly.
Totally agree with that. He should be saved until Mania. You know, they're about to have the Saudi thing overseas, so not likely to probably wrestle in that, which I ain't the biggest fan of, but hey, it's what it is now. It would be nice to also kind of see Edge kind of lean up towards Seth Rollins and them two get that rub on that end as well. And maybe you can do one at the Saudi Showdown and or Super Showdown, and then do the other one at WrestleMania.
Okay. Now, let's move on to the Women's Royal Rumble. Charlotte Flair winning. She went out there. She eliminated Bianca Belair, who was red hot at the time. And then, I mean, she outlasted everybody else doing her thing. How do you feel about Charlotte Flair winning the Royal Rumble?
Well, I mean, if you're not going to do Shayna Baszler, the word is that they're not high on her. You know, the match at Survivor Series didn't go as well as they planned. And you still see Shayna sometimes. I don't know if she can really hold it on the microphone like most of the women can. So you weren't going to bring Ronda back. Baszler wasn't going to win. I mean, Charlotte's your third best bet. I mean, you can program. I know a lot of people say we're tired of seeing her and Becky, but they haven't actually done that match since Money in the Bank last year. So it's almost been a year. And that's the last person that pinned Becky Lynch. So there's a story to be told there. They go the SmackDown route. Charlotte lost the title to Bayley there before she came over to Raw. So there's stories to be told as well.
Not going to lie, D. We'll get more into this later, but I was kind of hoping for Charlotte Asuka 2 at WrestleMania. I know we've gotten their matches on SmackDown, so it wouldn't have the same effect as, say, a Rock and Austin 2 did, because we never got Austin and Rock really on Monday Night Raw. They like after they
had that one time at the 17, yeah.
Huh?
At the WrestleMania 17, they had that cage match with Triple H. Came in and beat The Rock up and help Austin.
Yeah, but I was going to say, like, once they crossed over to the main event, you know, before right. The second. But you're right. So I was looking at that, and I was like, you know what? We could get Asuka and Charlotte, too. That would be dope. But, you know, I do like Charlotte winning. I'm not sure about the whole Shayna Baszler rumors, you know. I just wish that I was kind of hoping for her. I'll be honest with you. I'm glad it wasn't Ronda Rousey. I know there's a lot of people thinking about that. I was kind of hoping we would see Bianca Belair go a little bit longer and possibly shock the world. We didn't. But a lot of things I loved about this match. We got Naomi coming back. I guess Naomi and the Usos decided while they were out, they were going to do new hairstyles. I know. The shout out to Black Wrestling Twitter. I know the ladies of Black Wrestling Twitter will love Naomi's hair. So I enjoyed that. I enjoyed Mercedes Martinez. This is somebody who just came to the WWE and she's a veteran. And that goes to show you, you know, I mean, she's been in the Mae Young Classic. She's wrestled all over the world. So it's pretty obvious that they, you know, they knew what she could do. So I was happy they put her in the Royal Rumble. Personally, you know, I was happy to see Mia Yim in the Royal Rumble. But it was a lot going on. I know some people saying they didn't really like the whole Santino thing. But did they play the wrong music?
They...
Because I was
confused. They played who was that? Who's that music back?
You
there?
Look so good to me. Billy and Chuck? Was that Billy and Chuck's
yes,
music?
Yes, it is Billy and Chuck's music.
And so I was like, wait, is that Rico coming out? But no, that's not Rico. So yeah, somebody wasn't paying attention. But it is what it is. But you know, I understood why they did that moment. It was a pop, it was get the crowd going, you know. And he eliminated himself, I think, or whatever. But I didn't hate that. I know some people did. Overall, I enjoyed the Women's Royal Rumble match. I didn't think, you know, you look back at it and you look at the DVDs or the VHSs or, of course, the WWE Network. Look at some of the old Royal Rumbles and you're like, wow, you know, these matches were like, you only had one. How are they going to do two of these? But I think the women have done a great job. I'm glad they don't do them back to back, and I'm glad they're not force feeding for the Women's Royal Rumble to close the show. It made sense for it to the first year, but these past couple of years honestly hasn't. But I'm still glad they're keeping it. And I personally love when the Royal Rumble closes the show. I know in 1996, the Undertaker and Bret Hart closed the show. It's been, I think, a couple other times, Rock and CM Punk. But I love when the Royal Rumble closed the show. What did you think of Royal Women's Royal Rumble match overall?
I thought it was good. You know, Bianca Belair showed that she is definitely a player. I mean, she was eliminating everybody. I was surprised we didn't get to see Nia Jax come back tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That was a little unfortunate. But then Naomi, in all likelihood, is going to be on SmackDown. You would think with the Usos, so that'll help that women's division a little bit, get some more steam going. But you know, the NXT women got their shine in. I would like to see Tia Knox and Dakota Kai kind of get something going one more time. I know they did something last night to the return to the night. They're going to wrestle Wednesday on NXT TV. So, but the NXT women, I think out of this Women's World Rumble, Brian, the NXT women got their shine and got over and showed right now. Out of the three brands in the WWE, that they have the best women in the division.
Yeah. You said the NXT women are the best in the division?
Yeah, they have the best women between the three brands.
I think they have the best stories. I'm not sure.
They definitely do.
Yeah, I think they have the best stories because we got, like you said, the Dakota Kai story. And obviously, well, I think we just closed the chapter on Rhea Ripley and Toni Storm, even though they kind of had one, they didn't. They do have like some good stories. I'm not sure where Shayna Baszler goes from here. Is she moving to the main roster possibly? Who knows? Bianca Belair, I think it's going to be time for her. I just don't see her taking the title from Rhea Ripley. I think it'd be time, you know, we'll get some fresh matchups. One of the matchups I want to see is Bianca Belair and Charlotte. I think they gave us a tease of that tonight. This was, and it's funny, I'll say this. Two black superstars look good in Royal Rumbles tonight. Even though Keith Lee didn't have the same Survivor Series-like showing, he looked really good in the ring with Brock Lesnar, and I was really happy to see that. And Bianca Belair looked really good in the ring with Alexa Bliss. And for a moment there, I was like, wow, are they going to really let these two women go the distance and it be like Shawn Michaels and British Bulldog?
Yeah, you would have thought with Alexa Bliss, you know, they kind of used her to kind of, you know, get some women over tonight. She didn't, I ain't going to say she didn't shine, but it's not usually her type of performance right now. I know she's in the babyface role and all that, but Beth Phoenix, Brian, mighty quick. Her showing was pretty good.
Beth is Beth, man. She's a veteran.
Yeah.
So she went out on her own terms, I believe, right?
She did. Yeah.
Yeah, she went out on her own terms. Can come back anytime she wants. She's still around product all the time, so I thought that was great. How about Otis though? Otis is good. He's gold, man. Otis and Mandy Rose, just right there, sacrificing for that woman twice. I could have used a little bit of more Mandy Rose in the Rumble. I'm not gonna lie, but you know, give us a little bit and we'll see what happens. But yeah, I thought this was good. Zelina Vega. I'm not really. I like her wrestling, but I think she's such a good manager. But I like her just doing this, like wrestle it a little bit, but not all the time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let's move on.
Definitely push the managing role back.
Yeah, definitely. So let's move on. We're going to go into the women's championship match, starting with Monday Night Raw. Becky Lynch finally getting it done, finally proving that she was ready for Asuka and defeating her and even kicking Asuka where she spit the mist up in the air and then, you know, finally finishing her off with the disarmer. What did you think about this, D?
I thought it was great. You know, Asuka's at a point now where she is so tough. Certain type of losses don't hurt her, you know. I mean, most people say, oh, her tapping out hurts. But I'm like, I don't think it does. You know, it shows that she's tough, had another tough showing. And Becky Lynch needed a big win because she's kind of been in, I ain't going to say stuck in neutral, but the matchup she's had has not gotten her on fire. And I think this one did. And it worked out in her favor. Asuka, remember Asuka and Kairi Sane out there, folks? They still have the tag team titles on the women, so.
Yeah, there you go, man. And it's you know, I don't want Becky versus Charlotte though, D. I'm not gonna lie. I understand what you said. We got the stories that can be built there, clearly. But I just don't want it. But in order to make sense for Becky's run to have been so long, you gotta take this into WrestleMania, right?
Yeah, you do. You do.
Unless, you know, she loses. I mean, she would have to me, honestly, she would have to lose to Ronda Rousey or somebody beforehand, but I just think you got to go all the way to WrestleMania with this.
Yeah, you do. And like I said, it would have been nice to see Ronda come back tonight because we still haven't seen the one-on-one matchup, which WWE still has in their back pocket. So we got that one-on-one matchup in the back pocket they can use at any point. But with that being said, if you end out, give it to Charlotte.
And, you know, a lot of people not happy about that. Like I said, to me, Charlotte Flair is the best women's wrestler on the roster right now. There's no disrespect to wrestlers like Mercedes Martinez, Shayna Baszler, Sasha Banks, Bayley. I just think Charlotte's just on a whole nother level. I think, honestly, when it's all said and done, she's going to be the greatest women's wrestler of all time. Sorry about that. I move on. Bayley, victorious. Cheating, but nonetheless, victorious over Lacey Evans. How are you liking this feud?
Feud's been okay. You know, Lacey Evans' story, I kind of wish the story would have been revealed when she first came on the roster. Instead of her being a heel for a while and then becoming a babyface. Thought the heel run wasn't long enough, but she has a great backstory that's definitely motivational, and they're trying to make the contrast. Well, she, you know, Lacey has this most personal story, and Bayley turns heel. But how they could have did this, I think a little better, Brian, was just point out, and again, let Bayley come out and cut the promo. Look, I did this gimmick because I wanted to get over you fans, but y'all didn't like me. I did it for the kids, like Hulk Hogan did. Back when he turned in the NWO, we ain't saying it should be like that, but that promo Hogan had pretty much did the job. And I think Bayley's still trying to find being a heel still, and it's not working as I think they thought it would.
Man, I mean, you said it. You said it as far as Lacey concerned, but you don't think it's working for Bayley being a heel?
You know, it looked like when her and Sasha are together a lot, that Sasha's the main heel and Bayley's the sidekick, even though Bayley's a champion.
Okay.
So I know they wasn't together tonight, but it seemed like Bayley's trying to still find how to be a heel, and it's not like we seen down at the arena when she first turned, when she hit the chair and everything. I'm like, all right. We got it. And then they didn't go with it for a while. Then they tried to return back to it, and it just...
Well, remember, though, she didn't turn heel that night. She just had Sasha's back.
Oh.
Remember, you got to think, she was just looking at everybody like, what's the problem? As being your role model, I'm telling you, you're supposed to keep your friend. Now, she would eventually turn heel when she cut her hair. I don't hate it, but I can understand your grief with it. I just want to see it. I want to give it some more time. I also want to see her with a few other dance partners. And I'm not talking about Dana Brooke every week on SmackDown, but give me a Bayley and a Carmella. We know Carmella's very good at being a babyface. Give me her. I would say Naomi, but Naomi's coming back. Do you really want to like feed her to Bayley? You know, maybe you could do something where they kind of have a title exchange. Who knows?
Yeah, man, it's tough. It looked like we're leading towards Sasha and Bayley at Mania. And who's going to be the face? Who's going to be the heel in that aspect?
That's why I don't want it. Not yet. Let next year. You know, let these two ladies kind of continue to run roughshod over everybody. Don't give me that match right now. I'm just saying. But let's move on. The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, retains his WWE Universal Championship against Daniel Bryan. What a match. I mean, but are we surprised? You know?
No, I'm saying, but I'm not surprised. The result was the right one. You know, it showed Daniel Bryan's toughness, and it showed Bray Wyatt as the Fiend is very hard to defeat. And where next for your boy Daniel Bryan here, bro? What do you think next?
That's a good question, man. I'm not really sure. Not sure. We'll see who else wants to pick a beef with him because, like you said, I think all roads will lead to Roman. We'll find out probably at the Elimination Chamber. But, yeah, I'm not sure exactly what happens with him next. Yeah, how about the belt, though? I guess they finally, you know, got one finished because I'm sure they said this is handmade. That's why it costs so much. So it looks like they finally got one finished and we'll have, you know, but we've seen it on television. How you feel about it?
You know, I'm not there. I get it for the gimmick's sake, but the traditional, you know, blue universal title. Now, I'm down with that. The one that Bray Wyatt has. I still want to see the Bray Wyatt Muscle Man Dance version wrestle. Okay, I still want to see that.
Okay. Now here's the thing. Does Bray Wyatt wear the Universal, the blue one, and the Fiend carry the custom made title?
Yeah, that's what it seemed like it's going to be.
Okay. Now, what if we got now? You know, last week, three dope dudes and the mic was on, and particularly Blake Thomas said that he think we go. You know, he wants to see the Fiend versus the Fiend.
I don't know how they're going to do that one, but
I mean, the Fiend versus Bray Wyatt.
I still don't know how they're going to do that one, but I mean, we had Undertaker versus Undertaker back in the day, right?
That's true. You know, I think that, yeah, I don't know. But, you know, before we wrap up, you know, Baron Corbin, Roman Reigns, are you sick of this feud? Is it time to close the door? Are we finished?
Yeah, It's done. It's time to, you know, roll the chapter. I was going to say if Roman won tonight, mm-hmm. That was a good sign for him not winning the Rumble, and I think that was correct. Because if Corbin would have won, then I've been really worried. Like, oh, man.
I mean, that's kind of, yeah, that tends to happen, right? Macho Man lost to Lex Luger. Yeah. Won World War III.
Right. But, yeah, it's time for it to be done. They might still continue the Usos against Ziggler and Rude, they can do that, but you need Corbin to move on to something. Maybe Corbin can move on to Daniel Bryan, maybe. That would be bad.
Yeah, maybe. I think with Roman, it's one of those things, man. It's just like, all right, it's I think they got us to the point where we're not going to boo him. So now what's next? And that's what I think their biggest concern. But D, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. You know, let the people know, remind them where they can find you.
Yes, of course, the Diasporty Network. We're on all social media, main ones, Instagram and the Twitter at Diasporty Net. On our official Facebook page, Diasporty Network, and of course, on YouTube. We 930-plus subscribers strong now. We're hitting, and we're just moving on and getting you the best action here in the DMV area, mainly on the basketball end right now. I just came from St. John's and Paul VI a couple of hours ago, so that was a good one, and we're rolling on, bro.
Yeah, man. Well, definitely, man, I appreciate you coming on. Like I said, this has definitely been a tough show, it's you know, not even 24 hours, not even 12 hours after we found out the news of, you know, our favorite basketball player, but also, you know, just athlete in general, one of the most amazing athletes I've ever seen, grace the planet, who, you know, just losing his life. And like we said, most importantly, you know, his family, and not only his life, but his daughter's life. You know, I think one time the real Dwayne Allen said on Rolling with Ramos, you know, kind of like a show that's, you know, Mikel Ramos, one of the former co-hosts with the Flex Zone, he said that, like, you know, I believe it was Gigi would tell people, she is Kobe's legacy. When they would say, what about you? You want a son? And she was like, no, that's me, you know? And, you know, I just know, you know, as a father of a daughter myself, you know, you want to do everything you can do to protect her. So,
right.
It's definitely, you know, a sad moment, sad night. This is a moment, man, though, D, I have to say, I'm grateful for professional wrestling, you know?
Yeah.
It gave us an outlet for about 4 hours. If there was a time where we didn't complain about the length of a show, it was the night, you know? And this weekend, I got the opportunity to go to Elevate Pro down here in outside of New Orleans. It's Chemelay, Louisiana. And shout out to Amber Rodriguez for, you know, hooking me up. She hooked me and my manager, Marin, up. We got a chance to go to the show. It was my manager's first time ever seeing wrestling in person. So,
oh, boy, what was her reaction?
Oh, man. So it was funny. you know what? The whole world don't need to hear that. But shout out to Amber last night, making her debut in Elevate Pro. And not only did she make her debut, but she got it with a win. Forgive me for not remembering the names, but I know that the story was she was supposed to face this lady. This will be a women's match. This guy came out there, told her she wasn't ready, made her leave. And then Amber said, well, why don't you face me? Oh, you scared of a woman? Yada, yada, yada. They say no. Boom. They have a match. The girl who got put out came back. And then here comes Amber. I mean, then the guy turns around. He's distracted. Amber took advantage, got the pinfall. 1, 2, 3. So that part was cool. The main event was Ray Fury versus David Ali in a 2 out of 3 falls match, and Fury was retained the title. He's so over down here. And D, one thing I gotta tell you, man, Southern wrestling is different than what we see in like the MCWs and other promotions up north, because down here they really pop for chain wrestling. Elevate Pro had about 400 people. And the fans was into it. But it was a great show. You know, you out there support your indies. I got to give props to my man, Dr. D, Daryl Johnson, always telling me, you know, support the indies. He's, you know, I say the godfather, especially up there in the DMV. So make sure, you know, you out there. If you're a wrestler, I can guarantee you, if he don't know who you are, he will know who you are, and he will find you. And what he is about, young and up and coming athletes or DMV, Dr. D is that way when it comes to the wrestling in the DMV, actually in the whole East Coast. But I'm going to roll out here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. This show brought to you by The Wrestling Realm. Make sure you check out D each and every Monday night on the Flex Zone. They bring it, and they bring the heat. Find them live on Facebook. You know, he broke the news here that they were coming back. They are back. So, till the next time, folks, I'm Brian H. Waters. He's the Mars Die. So long, everybody.
Peace.